Hey everybody, we're going to continue in the farewell discourse in John chapter 14, starting verse 25. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. So this section ends the first part of the talk that Jesus gives to his disciples, the first part of the farewell talk. It began when Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled, and he gives a similar charge here at the end. So it sort of frames the section. I want to draw four things out of this section. The first is, this is one of the places that you can see the Trinity so clearly. Notice that Jesus says, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. There you have both, or all three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And notice what's going on in the working of the Trinity. The Father sends the Spirit in Jesus' name, all right there. The Spirit reminds us of Jesus' teaching. So the Spirit points to Jesus. Jesus came to do the Father's will and to bring us to the Father. So there is this, I like to call it that the Trinity is a mutual admiration or a mutual glorification society. They give and point to the others in various ways. And so we get a beautiful picture of that. And I would encourage you to pay attention to the way that we see that all through the farewell discourse here at the end of the Gospel of John. The second thing I want to draw our attention to is Jesus continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. Remember, in the last section, we said that the Holy Spirit is the other comforter. He does what Jesus did for the disciples, for all believers, all over the earth, at all times. He's our encourager. And here Jesus specifically says that he will teach you. We don't need any man to teach us because we have the Holy Spirit as our teacher. It says he will remind us of what Jesus said. And I think that goes throughout all our lives and all the things that we do. The Holy Spirit will remind us, you know, Jesus teaches this. And we'll go, oh yeah, I want to do those things that Jesus teaches. He especially says in this section that he will bring peace. And in this section, I think that the peace that Jesus is speaking about is the peace that is meant to address their discouragement at Jesus going away. Remember, he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. They're really bummed out. They're really a little alarmed that this figure that has meant so much to them is going away. He says, well, I'm sending my Spirit, and he is going to give you encouragement and strength. So here I think specifically the Spirit is the antidote to anxiety, to fear, to cowardice. He comes to give us courage, to give us heart. And I would tie this specifically to our mission. Remember, all through this, Jesus is sending them as the Father sent Jesus, and they have a job to do. And all believers, we have a job to do. We are all of us on mission. All of this is very reminiscent of the end of Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy chapter 31, when Moses was leaving the Israelites, and he said, be strong and courageous. He told Joshua repeatedly, be strong and courageous. Well, here Jesus is saying, be strong and courageous, but he is in addition giving us the Holy Spirit to encourage us and strengthen us and give us boldness for the mission that he's given us. And then notice he also says, I give you my peace, not as the world gives. Well, how does the world give? Well, the world gives with strings attached. In other words, they give to those that they deem worthy. The world gives to get things out of us, right? They will give us compliments, but usually they will give us compliments so that we will compliment them or so that we will uphold them. But the scripture repeatedly, and especially in the Gospel of John, makes it clear that God is a giver. He gives generously. He gives without strings. He gives even to the undeserving. Remember in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says that we're to be like our Father who gives rain to the just and the unjust. God doesn't give with a view towards the returns he's going to get out of it, but he is generous. And I think what that is meant to make us do is encourage us to be bold in our asking, because it is the very nature of God to be generous, to be a giver. The Father has given us creation. The Father has given us the Son. The Father has given us the Holy Spirit. If he will give us those things, how much more will he give us so many other things? And he wants us to have that sense of who God is deep and strong in our hearts. And then finally, this little comment that he makes towards the end, he says, if you loved me, you would be happy for me. I think he knows they love him, but he also knows that their love is not yet mature. It's weak. And what he's saying is, listen, guys, you have been preoccupied with your situation and with your subjective state. But if you really knew what was going to happen, I'm going to return to my Father, whom I have left to take on flesh and love you, but I'm going to return to him. And I think he's enlarging their hearts to think about more than themselves, more than themselves and their perceived problems, but to be happy for the Lord Jesus himself. And that's just an interesting thought, that one way we can love Jesus is to be happy that he is now with the Father, that his journey of suffering in the flesh, his giving himself painfully in service, is over. He still gives himself to us. But he gets to be with the Father. And if we love him, we should rejoice in that. And I think that's really great, because it opens up our hearts outside of our parochial, minor personal concerns to the glory of the Son as he shares it with the Father. So may we love him, and may we rejoice that he is with the Father and that he's coming back to get us. And may we be strong in the peace that he gives us so that we can be bold in mission. Amen.